This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You may have heard of thru-hiking the Appalachian Trail or the Pacific Crest Trail. Thru-hikers take everything they need in a backpack and take 5 months or longer to hike thousands of miles across the United States.
We'll talk about the once fringe hobby that's become mainstream, including here in Wisconsin, just ahead. First, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a fiber artist in Milwaukee.
The art of quilting goes back thousands of years, with different communities, families, and artists developing their own style. Heidi Parks has found her own niche in quilting by creating collages that tell stories. WPR's Margaret Faust visited Parks in her studio at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee, where she's the artist in residence.
I placed the quilt on a table, and the part that I want to work on is just off the edge of the table. On my index finger, I have a gripping thimble to help pull the needle through to the other side. And on my ring finger, I have a pushing thimble with a metal tip, and that helps push the needle through. That drawing the thread through the quilt is just one of the most satisfying sounds to me in the whole world. I'm Heidi Parks. I'm a quilter in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the current artist in residence at the Pfister Hotel, and I love improvisational hand piecing and hand quilting. I grew up in Naperville, Illinois, the western suburbs of Chicago. I have always been very creative, and I think I grew up in a family that encouraged that a lot, so it felt very natural. My grandma, she organized a collaborative quilt for me before I was born and invited all of my aunts to collaborate on it. And then she also made a block with an umbrella on it. And the way that the umbrella protects the person in the block from the rain is just such a metaphor for me of how quilts are meant to protect people. I went to art school at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. And then I came back to Naperville and I was a high school art teacher there for 9 years. I started to feel the squeeze of the financial situation. I could quit and become a quilter because I had started making quilts out of fabric 9 months beforehand. I like to track all the everyday things that go on as I'm working on a quilt. When I make a diary quilt, I like to think that it is a place to do the good work that happens in a diary. The inherent slowness of quilting allows me that time to process and think about things. And generally when I'm making them, I just need to know my next right move. I don't need to see the whole quilt in advance. And I think a diary is like that too. You buy one and you're full of wonder. I often like to think of my quilts as ways of casting spells or manifesting things like my arm feeling better, but also like improving my workspace. And it was pretty amazing to me that I outlined my home studio space in gold on that quilt in October. And then in November, I got a phone call from the Pfister Artists in Residence program asking if I would be interested in moving my studio to the hotel for a year. And I thought, wow, I'm not even done making this quilt yet. And it's already creating this magical opportunity for me. The materials in my quilts are very important to me. What I like more is storytelling. So if it's a particular skirt of mine that I don't wear anymore, that tells an interesting story and adds an element to the quilt that is very meaningful. It's important to me that my quilts are soft and malleable, that they, while they hang on the wall, they are full of the potential to wrap you up with comfort.
WPR's Margaret Faust brought us that audio postcard featuring Heidi Parks, who's the artist in residence at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.